I would hate to be called, like some people do, some people say a poet of war, a poet of love, a poet of Jerusalem, and so on and so on. And I think it's a very nasty thing that sometimes critics do to us when they label us and then if you are a poet of love, you are not allowed to write a poem about the nature or about anything else, so because it upsets the whole system of critics. And it's really but because I've been living in Jerusalem so long, and I grew up there, my children were born there, so it became my natural place, and I really don't think that only Jerusalem can be a good place to write poetry, which is silly, because I think any place in the world where people grow up and have a full life there can be as valuable to them as Jerusalem to me or any other place. It's some kind of romantic thing in life that people think that people living in Rome or Jerusalem or some other very historical and much history-written places, that it must be marvelous to live there, because I from my balcony you can see the old city, it's a very old house, it's very beautiful there, but it never comes to my mind to think about that it's the old city, and that it's David's citadel, and that's the Mount of Zion, and so on and so on. It's just there, like you see the mountains, and okay, you don't, and I think it's a very good thing, because otherwise it would be terrible to live in a place where you have constantly to be aware, and sometimes tourists make you aware that you live there, that this is the place where King David and Jesus and the prophet Ishayahu and who not walked there. And to us it's a place of life, and the greatness of Jerusalem is that it has been a city where life has been going on all these times, war and peace, and people have been living there, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you have laundry hung up across the streets of Jerusalem, and if you have television masts up there. I think it's a sign that people live there, and it's not a museum and nothing very precious, because every living person is worth all the stones in the world, and I think it should be one big principle in our lives. But of course I'm sometimes aware, like you are aware of things that have happened here in the past, in the far past, in the near past. And I would like to, the first poem of Jerusalem, I would like, it's a poem about the wedding of a very good friend who also happened to translate one of my books. He's an American poet who belonged to the so-called New York School of Poets, and he came to Israel about 20 years ago, and since then has even published two books of Hebrew poetry, which is very original and good. So when he married about 12 or 15 years ago, I just, you know, like I wanted to write them a poem. It's something which modern poets don't do anymore. In the time of the Renaissance, they used very often to write poems for weddings or for birthdays and so on, and I think it's a very nice thing. Anyhow, in this week of his wedding, I was also looking for to give them a present, so this poem didn't come to save myself a present. But I was looking around, and all things that came my way, I gathered together like wildflowers. Everything, I felt so happy with it too, with Shimla is his name and Varda is her name. They were very good friends of mine. I was so happy that they got wed, that everything that came my way, I put it into this bouquet, which became a kind of... So there are certain things here which is, maybe you don't... only the name of a place which is called Moza. It's a little a village right outside Jerusalem, which at that time had a new highway running past, and said because everything is very rocky, so they had to blast out with dynamite this new road. And there are some other places like the Russian compound, which is a place in Jerusalem, but anyhow you don't need that. And the Russian compound now houses the police headquarters and also the local jail where all kinds of petty thieves and prostitutes and spend one or two nights. Jerusalem in the week of the marriage of Schimmel. I saw a foreign beatnik shoulder his wrapped guitar like a rifle. I saw a beggar put out a jingling hand at the entrance to the public pissoir across from buttoning men. And in the Russian compound, I heard at night fresh whores who sang and danced in jail, Esti, 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 take me. Jerusalem sank in audio-visual love. Jerusalem still drank froth of tourists on her lips. I take her temperature, 38 degrees, which is Celsius, centigrade, 38 degrees in the shade of her armpits, 100 degrees of joy in the mouth of the gold ring. But Mozart, Schimmel is preparing Mozart for his marriage. From the east, 7 red bulldozers cut the mountain like a great wedding cake. 10 yellow cement mixers, 30 workers with flags and shirts of phosphorescent orange, 21 explosions in the afternoon, Mazel Tov. Schimmel and Wada are already descending slowly in the parachute of the white synagogue. Now they are standing silent, wrapped in the cellophane paper of God's mercy. Love in one clean room, like a dream of years of good living, compressed in 1 minute of sleep, Schimmel and Wada, 2 tranquilizer pills melting slowly in the mouth of the excited and crumbling world.